In the past few weeks, everyone's been talking about Locked Up, the Spanish drama set in a women's prison that's been making its way onto international TV sets. But back in Spain, the real television drama is a result of the Panama Papers scandal and a controversial broadcast that was almost shut down by protesters. On hand to talk us through these stories is our Madrid correspondent, Liam Aldous. And later in the programme, he'll be telling us just how many boundaries have been pushed by Spain's reality television offering. All that ahead on the Monocle Arts Review with me, Tom Edwards. Stay tuned. Welcome to the show, Liam. Good to have you with us, as always. It sounds like there's been plenty happening in the world of Spanish television. Let's start, though, with the, well, is it, isn't it, cancellation of one of the country's favourite period series. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, the series Cuéntame Cómo Pasó, Tell Me How It Happened, that's the translation, ended just this week with a real cliffhanger, not just because the series, the 17th season, actually, ended with a bit of a cliffhanger, but the series itself is under threat of being cancelled because the two main characters, the series itself actually focuses around a middle-class Spanish family who actually started back in the series was set back in the Franco era and now has reached the year 1985. So it kind of tells the Spaniards kind of the travails of a normal Spanish family during a time of great tumult in Spanish history. But the two main characters have been embroiled in the Panama Papers, apparently accused of kind of shipping €3 million worth of earnings offshore. And the authorities down at the public broadcaster are threatening to end the show, which I think is a little rich, given that quite a lot of the people embroiled, well, working in the national broadcaster are themselves involved in some corruption scandals. So it's very, very shady stuff, and a lot of viewers are worried that their beloved family may never come back into their living rooms.
Well, Liam, I guess a cynic, like perhaps myself, might say, well, hang on a minute, you know, suggesting that the show might get cancelled because of the alleged misdemeanors of a couple of the actors, what better way is there of guaranteeing lots of uptake and interest for the 18th season when indeed it does actually come around? But I guess the question I'd ask you is, why even hint at the idea that you could shut the whole show down? Surely if these two actors have it done anything wrong, you could just get rid of them and the family drama could live on? Or is it one of those things where without those two central characters, there is no drama?
Well, basically what you're suggesting, and I'm not suggesting that we should go down this narrative path, is you're suggesting that they kill off the parents to the family that have been the moral compass of an entire nation for nearly two decades. I don't think that's an option. I think either the family disappears and they never come back, or there's no other option. Or they come back and maybe they have a kind of a bit of a, I don't know, they try and win back the hearts and minds of Spaniards. But actually, if we look at the final episode, it's very, very ironic. Obviously, it was written well before the Panama Papers scandal broke, but the last episode fittingly involved a tax evasion scandal, which was pure, like completely beautiful as far as timing was concerned. But the one of the characters who's involved in the Panama Papers, he actually narrated a scene telling Spaniards how in the years between 1975 and 1985, the first decade of Spanish democracy, around 7 trillion Spanish pesetas flowed offshore into overseas bank accounts. So it was quite interesting to hear him narrate the checkered history of Spanish fiscal evasion when he himself has been actually investigated by the Supreme Court as we speak.
Indeed, delicious irony. Just tell us briefly, Liam, I mean, what is it about this show? Obviously, it charts a period of great turbulence and change for the country, so that obviously strikes a chord with people who, presumably many of whom, can remember those years well themselves. Why so popular? Is it because of that? Is it because it strikes a chord? And if it doesn't come back, what replaces it? Does it leave a vacuum behind?
Oh, definitely leave a vacuum. This show, Cuéntame Cómo Pasó, is one of the benchmarks of Spanish TV. It has everything. It's got a very heavy dose of nostalgia, but also deals with very sensitive topics, touchy moments in Spanish history, everything from obviously the dictatorship to the democratic transition to even bombings with ETA. The penultimate episode actually had involved a bombing of a very notorious politician, which nearly killed some central characters. And it's all from the perspective of a family that Spanish audiences can identify with. So it's gotten a lot better with time. It started off with quite high ratings, and something around 3 million viewers tune in every week when it's airing to kind of live the moments of this family and look back on Spanish history. So even the production values have gotten better with time, and it will be a very, very sad day if this show is cancelled, and we'll definitely leave a vacuum, particularly because Spanish TV in general is in crisis, and not many production companies are putting forth bold or ambitious shows because most of them aren't lasting very long. This show has withstood the test of time, and we'll see, hopefully within the next few months, whether the public broadcaster renews for an 18th season.
Now, Liam, let's move on, and we'll talk about next up a Sunday evening talk show. This show is one that sort of, you know, picks apart and digs deep into one issue of pressing interest for the public each week. But interestingly, we've been talking about high drama when it comes to a drama series. There's been events of a dramatic sort surrounding this one as well.
Yeah, so this happened. This show airs every Sunday night. It's a show. It's Ana Pastor, who's one of the best Spain's best journalists, hosts the show. It's based around the fact-checking format with a very high-profile interview every week of a politician. Obviously, Spain is in constant state of elections. We've got national elections coming up at the end of June, so there's lots of focus on politicians as always. But the show just over a week ago celebrated the anniversary of the 15M movement, or the Indignado movement, which was in Puerta del Sol 5 years ago, and it was the 5-year anniversary. And Ana Pastor decided it would be a good idea to take the show into the plaza and interview some of the lead voices that 5 years ago, catch up with some of them, see where they are now. A lot of them are actually in municipal governments right now, so it's quite interesting to see the transition. But this didn't go down very well with the people in the square who'd come to kind of commemorate and celebrate 15M, who decided that the plaza wasn't a TV studio, it was a plaza, and started to just yell and heckle Ana Pastor and her guests, who many of them were allies of this movement, to the point where you couldn't even really hear what was being said. I watched the show. I didn't actually go down to the square. And these people were obviously very angry and just decided, rather than get their voice heard for the first 5 minutes, for the entire hour they drowned out pretty much the whole show.
It
didn't make for good television.
Well, no. Well, let's let our listeners judge. Let's take a listen. This is a clip from said controversial show. Let's hear what all the fuss was about.
Vamos a ver qué está pasando también en el otro lado de la plaza, porque después de esa manifestación ha comenzado una asamblea como ocurrió hace 5 años, Clara Jiménez, una asamblea en la que se están analizando, suponemos, muchos de los temas de los que también entonces se habló.
Desde las 8:30 se desarrolla aquí una asamblea que hoy funciona como micrófono abierto.
Liam, hearing a little bit there from the programme, just tell us, how much is that sort of reaction from the public directed very specifically at this show? Or is there a general, I don't know, a bit of a, is there a general malaise? Is there a lot of disillusionment that's directed at various aspects of the media now?
Well, it was definitely probably directed more at the entire media. I personally found it a little questionable that these protesters were targeting this show, who decided to come down to the plaza and talk about the 15M movement and broadcast it to millions around the country in lieu of other media outlets who prefer to just ignore that this movement even exists. So maybe they were taking, a lot of the cries that they were, or the slogans that they were yelling out was Televisión Manipulación, which is manipulation on TV, basically. But it just was probably not very constructive. I mean, some of the suggestions from the protesters were saying that they shouldn't be just interviewing five people. They should come down off that artificial stage and interview everyone in the square, which I don't don't think would have made for very good television either. And then some of them were saying, well, there's obviously they're not welcome here. They should pack up and leave, which if you talk to any production company after organizing to do a live broadcast in somewhere like a plaza, you're not going to just pack up your week's worth of work because a few people are protesting. Obviously, they decided to stay. Ana Pastor tried to engage with them, particularly on Twitter later in the evening, but she herself was criticized. I give her full credit for at least trying. I mean, it didn't work, but at least she tried.
Exactly. Points for effort for Ana, so well done her. Liam, let's wrap up by talking a little bit about reality television next. In particular, we're going to sort of focus on one particular show, which is called Esclavas, which is about raising awareness of the prostitution industry, the sex trade in Spain. It's based around a number of women who share their conflicting experiences of the business. Before you tell us what you think, Liam, let's take a listen to this clip.
¿Tú qué te quieres reír de mí? ¿Me quieres arruinar la vida? ¡Conmigo no se juega! ¡Hostia! ¿Qué hago con tu puta madre, rusa de mierda, que te entierro a ti mismo? ¿Me oye? ¿Me entierro a ti mismo en el monte y nadie va a preguntar por ti? ¿Me oye? Que no lo creas. Hay gente mucho peor que yo a la que podría venderte. Aunque no tengo claro si venderte. Matarte aquí mismo.
So, Liam, I gather we're hearing a bit of a sort of a reconstruction there, which is one of the elements that features in the show. Tell us a bit more about the structure of it and how and whether indeed it works.
Well, the show, I've seen just a few clips. The show actually airs this week. It's going to be a six-part series. It's basically going to throw some light on the very dark, seedy world of prostitution in Spain. Apparently something like just 45,000 women work in prostitution in Spain. And then there's obviously quite a lot of men as well, which aren't dealt with in this series. The business in Spain moves around something like 5 million euros per day, which is quite a lot if you add that up for a year. And the show, I mean, the show is called Slaves, so it's talks to eight women who were actually more or less kidnapped and held against their will for a few years or months as prostitutes, and they tell their stories about the industry and throw some light and some insights into how it works. So it's a testimonial show. There are some reconstructions, and there's a bit of an investigative element as well, where they show some real footage. So this is obviously just another one of Spain's hard-hitting reality shows. Some of them are hard-hitting, but in a very light-hearted way. We've got other Spanish shows. I mean, one that just wrapped up a couple of weeks ago on the same channel was called Quiero Ser Monja. Completely different topic. That translates to I Want to Be a Nun. And this actually followed five wannabe nuns who actually battled it out in a way, battled their own wills in a way to see whether they had what it takes to be a nun. And in the end, I mean, I'll give away the end of the series. Only two of the five contestants decided they wanted to dedicate themselves to the holy life.
Well, I don't know what we make of that ratio and what that says about modern Spain, but we'll leave our listeners to decide, Liam. It's interesting, though, you mentioned that one. There's also the sort of naked survivor show Adam and Eve, which, yeah, clearly are at the frothier, more lighthearted end of the spectrum. But it is interesting that, as you mentioned, that this slaves show is taking a more grown-up approach to the sort of reality genre. Do you think that's a change maybe across the board? People are now looking beyond just a bit of entertainment and a bit of sort of jocularity and saying, look, there are ways we can use these sorts of formats to do something a bit more impactful that maybe might even make a meaningful difference.
Definitely. I think Spanish reality TV has always kind of dealt with the full panoply of topics confronting society. There's hard-hitting reality shows and investigative journalism shows. I'm always quite surprised at the access they get. I mean, I've stayed up late watching shows sometimes on the weekend when I've decided to stay in for the weekend. And some of the investigative journalism shows that going into the drug trade, going into even the gypsy camps outside of big cities. It's quite eye-opening to see some of the things that are happening just on your doorstep in your city. But talking about the hard-hitting shows, there's another reality show which I discovered called which is going to air in a few weeks in anticipation of the new elections, called Quiero Gobernar, which translates to I Want to Govern. This is actually on Telecinco, which is another show, another channel very famous for its reality shows. and the format will involve all four of the main prime ministerial candidates, who will be subjected to questions from young kids between the ages of 5 to 12. So this will obviously make for some good television in a very tired election campaign. I mean, Spaniards had an election campaign just a few months ago. This will hopefully inject a bit of humor and some unscripted moments in what is probably a very exhausting very exhausting televised experience all around for the next month.
Well, exactly. In the meantime, I'm going to get my hands on a box set of I Want to Be a Nun. Liam, always good to speak with you. Thanks for illuminating us with what's making the stories on Spanish TV at the moment. That's Monocle's Liam Aldous. You've been listening to the Monocle Arts Review. The show was produced by Holly Fisher and researched by Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Join us again at the same time tomorrow. That's our weekly book review. But for now, I'm Tom Edwards. Thanks very much for tuning in.